Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Right, we had a conversation earlier, and we bring into the conversation right now our legal eagle, yep. Our friend, Vinesh Naidu from Legal Aid. Good morning, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Breakfast Team. I am awesome, thank you very much. It is so wonderful to be back with you guys. Doing well, and how are you guys?
Yeah,
we're fine, thank you.
Can't complain. I mean, we were having a chat this morning, and we just thought maybe we should just bring you into the conversation. I don't need to tell you that it's been an incredibly hard 15 months for a lot of people. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have had salary cuts, which has forced them to find alternative ways to provide an income. They just want to feed their families. So let's paint the scenario. I work as a permanent employee. I'm employed by a company, and I've decided that I'm going to start making a little bit of income by selling hot dogs. Although producer Corn used pickled fish. So I'm selling pickled fish in the office. The fact is that I'm using the company's resources to do this. So this is what I'm doing right now. And I haven't really spoken to my boss about it.
This is hypothetical, hey?
This is hypothetical.
You're not actually selling
pickled fish. I'm not selling pickled fish.
No, he's not selling pickled fish. No. Selling cook sisters.
We're selling everything here, Vinesh. But I mean, I'm at the building now, and people are buying it, and I'm making the money. If my boss had to come to me and ask a couple of questions, how am I protected? How can I respond to him?
Okay. First of all, yes, you know, we've got to take into account and be sympathetic to the circumstances in which we're living now with COVID. I mean, geez, I'm also considering possibly taking up the evening position at the docks. I mean, it's really bad. I don't know if there's any space left for me there, but we may have to do that. But, you know, aside to that, people are going out there looking for a secondary income to augment what they have, because what they're earning primarily is simply not enough anymore. So the first question you need to ask is, if you're employed and if you have a contract of employment, you'd always have to go back and have a look at your contract of employment. There could be a restraint of trade clause. Well, depending on what your secondary income is, if there is no conflict between your permanent job and your side hustle, if I may put it that way, or your moonlighting job, then there shouldn't be too much of a problem. So if you know, but if you are utilizing, you know, your primary employer's time and resources, then that would definitely be an issue. So you would need to clarify that with your HR department, because you don't want to go against any policy and procedures which could land you in hot water.
Vinesh, on that, as you said, it comes down to your contract. And let's just say you are doing something on the side. I'd imagine you go to your employee and ask them if it's okay to do that.
Yes.
And if they say yes, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people won't have issues with it. But if they do say yes, should it be verbal or in writing, a one-pager type of thing? Just should something come up later, pop up later on? What should one do?
Most companies have a policy of a declaration of interest. Meaning if you've got to declare an outside interest. So you would have to submit a declaration of interest in writing to your employer and say, this is the secondary position that I'm considering or I'm already doing. And that the employer would then confirm in writing that there are no issues and that, you know, you may proceed to work on that. I always tell people and clients, it's always good to have something in writing, because then you can back up any decision made by evidence in writing. So it's always good to have it in writing.
I want to bring this one in. I'm going to throw a spanner in the works here, because we know of a lot of people that do this. What happens if I'm working for a company? Let's say I'm a mechanic, all right?
Yeah.
And I work full time, but then on the side in the evenings, I'm doing the same thing, but that money's coming into my pocket. I'm taking away potential revenue from the company that I work for.
That's a good question. It's actually a bit of a gray area, because you are not working during company time, yet you are utilizing your expertise and gaining an income from a specific expertise. In that sense, I would definitely, run it past your HR department so that there are no issues regarding conflict and secondary income and all of that. I know a lot of people are doing it, but I would always caution to, on the side of, caution and just run it past your HR department. If you are doing something that's totally different to your primary employment, it shouldn't be too much of a problem. But if you are generating a second income, then I would always run it past the company. And I don't foresee it to be a problem, specifically if you are not utilizing company time and resources.
Mm. Yeah. So in summary, it is best that you have a conversation with either your boss or HR department before you go on the side hustle, just to clear anything.
Most definitely. And I think most companies now are very sympathetic to the current financial environment people find themselves in. And, they're very sympathetic. And in my experience, they're allowing people to bring in the secondary income. So unless it's like really conflicting with your work and your primary employment, and it's not going to be too much of an issue in my experience.
Great, thanks for the advice. Yeah, Charlton, now you can carry on doing what you're doing.
Of course.
Carry on selling those Cook Sisters.
I'll see you this evening, Charlton.
Nah, I got the sandwiches ready, Vinesh.
Oh, wonderful.
Vinesh from Legal Aid, thanks for joining us. We'll catch up soon.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.